USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
America, remembering the nearly 3,000 people who lost their lives 21 years ago. 9/11 remembrances taking place across the country, not only at the sites of the attacks in Lower Manhattan, the Pentagon in Virginia, and in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. In New York, the solemn tradition of reading the names of the 2,983 men, women, and children who lost their lives took place. Vice President Kamala Harris, along with the second gentleman, Doug Emhoff, were in attendance, along with current New York Mayor Eric Adams and one of his predecessors, Michael Bloomberg. President Biden delivered remarks at the Pentagon this morning, while First Lady Jill Biden attended a ceremony in Shanksville. The coffin of Queen Elizabeth II began its somber procession through the Scottish countryside, leaving Balmoral Castle for Edinburgh. Mourners lined the highways, byways, and every other passageway to pay their respects for the longest reigning monarch in British history. She served for 70 years. The procession begins a day after her eldest son, King Charles III, was officially proclaimed the new monarch of Britain. He ascended the throne automatically upon the death of his mother this past Thursday at the age of 96. North Korea announced what it will do in terms of its nuclear weapons program, including launching a nuclear retaliation, quote, automatically and immediately, if Kim Jong-un is incapacitated in an attack.
North Korea is endorsing the use of preemptive nuclear strikes for self-defense purposes. That's what state media reported, while also noting a new law stops talks about denuclearization. There were steps taken during the Trump administration to get the North to move toward that. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Two Native American tribes in South Dakota doubling up to buy 40 acres around the Wounded Knee National Historic Landmark, calling the purchase of the land an act of cooperation to ensure the area was preserved as a sacred site. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
The pastor in Alabama who was arrested for watering flowers while black in a now viral video filed a federal lawsuit against the three officers as well as the town of Childersburg. Michael Jennings alleges his constitutional rights were violated and that the ordeal has caused lingering problems, including emotional distress and anxiety. His lawyers held a news conference outside of the Birmingham Federal Courthouse on Saturday to discuss the lawsuit. The incident happened back in May after a white neighbor called 911 reporting, quote, a younger black male and a gold SUV were at the house while the owners, who are friends of Jennings, were away. They asked them to watch the home. One major airline is looking into e-planes for shorter flights.
United Airlines announced that it is investing $15 million in Eve Air Mobility, which makes flying e-taxis designed for short commutes in urban areas or to get to the airport. The investment comes after United last month put down a $10 million deposit on 100 similar aircraft. The $15 million will cover 200 of Eve's four-seat flying taxis, with the first deliveries arriving in 2026. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
The NFL season well underway with the Sunday night game set to take place in Big D, the Cowboys hosting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Listen to us anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.